Concho with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, here he is, the man of the hour, Dr. Willie Wilson.
How y'all doing?
Thank you for being here.
Welcome.
You know, we've had you in a number of times over the last number of years when you were running for mayor a couple of years ago, and then you had the experience of deciding you wanted to throw your hat into the ring, yourself into the ring of the presidential shenanigans of 2016. And what I really appreciated about it when you came back from that experience was you talked about how much you learned about what goes on, the process there that goes on. And I suppose now that you had the one run for mayor, time at the presidential race, do you think now you have a chance to use all of that experience and education that you took on the road to actually make a real run here?
No, I don't really think it. I know it, you know. I know we're going to become mayor of this race in Chicago. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, the last time, look, this mayor, Ron Emanuel, took in, I only had 4 weeks to make a case. Mm-hmm. He kept me in the elected court, all right? And then when we got the 12,500 signature in 4 days, in reality, we got 60,000, all right? Turn it in, hold me out, 4 weeks ago. We still made a run into a runoff. Mm-hmm. Just think if I'd had the time.
Right. Right.
He wouldn't be down here on fifth floor. So this is his last go around.
Okay.
Now, remember, I said it right here.
But now, this is a crowded field, though. Right now it is. It will probably thin out.
You've got the Gary McCarthy, former police chief. You've got Paul Vallis has announced, and he's former head of the schools for CPS, as we remember him. Rahm Emanuel and yourself.
What is your thought on... All right, so one of the things I saw today as a headline coming out of the Gary McCarthy campaign was that a vote for him is a vote to save black lives. What is your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction to this here, I don't focus on Gary. I really focus on Ron. You know, that's who I'm running against. And in fact, Gary and I talk as well, and Paul Valla, we talk. We said we're going to run a clean race. You know, we're not going to be calling one another names and things of that nature. They're going to be clean. I respect their comment. I invited them both to my home.
Well, everybody's got a good backstory here, right? I mean, your backstory is particularly great.
really?
Came up from the South, started sweeping the floors at McDonald's, and then became one of the most successful McDonald's owner-operators in the history of the company. And
7th grade education, but you met a fellow man who had a similar education, Ray Kroc, and you were able to convince him that you deserved a franchise, and look what you've done with it. You've parlayed that into millions.
Well, you know, the good thing about it is here, this mayor you got right now, Ron Emanuel, never had a business to run. So with how he balanced the budget is with people tax dollars. I balance the budget because I make a living. I have to balance it.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're also very charitable. You have this foundation that gives away a lot of money. We hear about you at Thanksgiving. You're giving turkeys away. We hear about you giving to the homeless. We hear about you giving to people who are trying to get out of prison when they're when they're out of post bond.
Out of jail, right, who can't afford $100.
Nonviolent crimes. Mm-hmm. And they need some help with just getting home while they're pending trial and pending their charges. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, though, when you're running a budget, too, you can't be giving money away. And these are tough times financially. This isn't as healthy as your business, I would say, the city of Chicago.
You know what? I had a manufacturer down in Tullahoma, Tennessee. I lost, I think, a neighborhood about $7 to $10 million in less than maybe 3 years, right? I lost it because we opened the factory up and we couldn't compete with China. It was making gloves, right?
Rubber gloves,
right, huh?
Your new
But we worked hard to get out of that. We knew we weren't going to fail, so we rechanged things around. In fact, we just came out of the red last year and got back into the black.
Are you still in the rubber glove business? Is that what you're still doing?
We are, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we gotten out of that. We had to change things around. Most people would have gave up, you know. But look, we have to balance budget because we got people's livelihood, people trying to raise family, send kids to school.
So let's talk about that. All right. So city of Chicago. I mean, there's city. The economy of the United States is growing. There's optimism in the manufacturing sector. The CEOs are optimistic. You're not seeing it quite as much here. Obviously, Chicago's making a pretty big bet here on Amazon. We're hoping that that lands here. We're told that we're among the finals for that decision on HQ2 for Amazon. But what else would you like to see? There's still swaths of this town when you drive through it, and you know it because you drive through it every day.
Mm-hmm.
There are swaths of this town that where you look around on the west side of the city and you see empty lots.
Absolutely.
And you stop and you think to yourself, my God, what if you could put a factory there? What if you could put manufacturing in, you know, back into this city the way that it was 50 years ago or 75 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
What would Willie Wilson's plan be to do that?
Well, first of all, we would take the taxpayer dollars in all 77 communities in the city of Chicago. We would start out equally and make sure we have equality and parity in all of Chicago. The taxpayer dollar local, national. We would rebuild those neighborhoods up by making sure that the contracts and things like at O'Hare, somebody spending $8 billion out there, where are the contracts and things and construction for those areas who is at disadvantage?
So when they're going to do this O'Hare new rebuild here, O'Hare 3.0 or whatever they're calling it, that you'd want to see the city, you'd like to see all the neighborhoods represented in terms of employment? Is that what?
And not only employment, but contracts as well. You know, that's how you start building up the neighborhood.
Because construction contracts, service contracts.
Yes, all those particular things. But what has happened is that you focus on downtown and other neighborhoods that well up there, but you're not focused on the disadvantaged neighborhood. All right. So therefore, what's happening? Crime, you know, builds up.
Right. Right. But but where do we get? I guess I don't understand. I mean, in theory, you know, it's a great thought. But how do you get people to take contracts? They have to be trained for those contracts. They have to be trained to be able to go do that job that we're talking about here. So the question is, how are we going to get those young men and women trained? Where you got to start almost one step below that, right? Because there's the vocational training in the city of Chicago isn't what it once was. We don't really do that. The CPS, which is an amazing story on a lot of fronts. Today, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, was at Anna's alma mater, Lane Tech
High School.
Lane Tech produces more PhDs than any other high school in the United States of America.
That's a
right
perfect
out of the Chicago public school systems. You've got these amazing magnet, we used to call magnet schools in Chicago, that produce great results. You even in some stressed neighborhoods, you still have some really good schools that produce good results. But how do we get to so that, you know, you drive around, and I could just drive around West Side, get off at Independence, drive a couple blocks north, and you see a lot of guys standing around on street corners in the middle of the day.
But
how do we get them jobs? How do we get them trained and motivated to want to get those jobs and work at O'Hare?
But look what you have now. And I talk from experience. I came from a 7th grade education, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ran with me home. People said ain't no way that I could make it. Okay? We fought, we worked, we got it. But when you take a city like Chicago, you close down 50-some schools. Okay? Instead of keeping them open and putting trade and training people in the school, you close them down. You got people that cannot take $2 or $5 to get from the west side to downtown Chicago.
On the train.
So what you're doing is you're taking these neighborhoods and you keep depressing them and depressing them. What happened then? You put drugs in the community. They go to jail. But guess what? We didn't bring the drugs in. Somebody else brought it in. They never do get arrested. But who gets arrested? The people in the neighborhood. Then they go to Cook County Jail. All right? And then after you go to Cook County Jail, nobody has the compassion. Okay? So I learned running for president and other things like that. We've been given a long time. That, look, you're going to lock a young lady who's been that's pregnant, got two kids for $250 you're taking, and you're going to lock them up for 3 years? Okay? And don't even have $500 or $200 to get out of jail.
Right. And that was, right? That, by the way, that I think is one of the great stories, and I think one of the great associations that you've had in your political career, not so much your professional career, but your political career, has been this association with this program to go and get bond for these nonviolent offenders, and some of them, and it's a crazy thing. They get arrested. Their cell phones are gone. They don't know the phone numbers to the people they have to call, because you don't know numbers anymore because you got your cell phone. They can't get out. They don't have $100 to their
name.
Some
of it's sad. And I've covered stories of people who've been there for years just awaiting some sort of movement on their case.
Right. But what you got a whole city with billions of dollars is putting in a different neighborhood. And if somebody does work on the west side or south side, Inglewood or Lyndale, where did they tax dollars go? Come down here. But nothing else get into that. You got to think about what's creating these problems.
Right.
Right? And but see, once I become mayor, we're going to change all that stuff. All right? You're running jobs out of Chicago. You're running people out of Chicago.
But do taxes run jobs out of Chicago and the fear of corruption run jobs out of Chicago?
Where it's coming from. The little petty crime they do on the west side and they get locked up. Why don't they lock up Ron Emanuel for giving all this money away to the people in suit and ties on Wall Street?
Well, I suppose now shots have been fired. Now, why are they not? Why are they
wow,
not?
It why officially are they has not? Begun today.
I thought you said we're not going to do stuff like that.
I thought the governor's race got ugly, the primary, but I'm just saying,
if you look, he takes billions of dollars. But he takes billions of dollars, and a kid come down and take $250 and in jail and can't get out. I'm just saying this here. You can't blame it on over here just because of the fact that somebody done took the resources out of the community and don't put back in.
Well, how do we get... I mean, this is the thing. I mean, how do we get the resources back into the community? You need jobs in those communities, right?
Yeah.
You need jobs. You need factories to be good. This is a moment. I don't agree with Donald Trump on a lot of things. Pretty much nothing. But I do agree with him on the principle of making sure that we do pay attention to job creation, and we have to have the proper training for it. And sometimes, as you're pointing out, a rubber glove factory. There are some highly skilled people in there. The machinists and the people running the stuff, highly skilled. But then there are the people doing the packing, not all high skilled. But those are jobs, and those jobs pay money, and those people can go home and they can pay their rent and they can put food on the table. So we need more of that. As you drive around swaths of this city, downtown, great, gleaming, gorgeous. But you get out, you know, a mile out of downtown, what do we do there? And how do we encourage? And I guess I just want this answer from you, Dr. Willie Wilson, if you want to be mayor of the city of Chicago. What are you going to raise taxes? Are you going to, if you do that, why is a company going to want to relocate here?
Why are you going to raise taxes when people ain't got money to pay taxes?
Okay, so how are we going to encourage companies to be here?
Look, you got one thing you have to do with this here. You also got to work and negotiate with the unions as well. Okay? The building next to where I live at, 345 East Wacker Drive.
Mm-hmm. Just in case there's a rental available. Right, yeah, so you live over here downtown.
Right, downtown, right. You look next door at all the construction.
Yeah. Right? A lot of cranes up.
Right.
It's one of the biggest buildings in America being built right next to you.
52 trains that the mayor said is in the city of Chicago, building Chicago. But right. Where are they at? They're downtown, but not in those areas. All right?
Downtown West Loop, right?
West Loop, right. But you got to work with these union as well, because they don't have, some of them do not have equality, inclusion.
Yeah. Well, that's been a story for a long time, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You got to work with them, too. But you also got to figure this way, too. You got to create more job besides just that as well now, okay? Creating job, you raise tax, you run people out. You leave people out of Chicago. You go to Indiana. You go to Michigan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The casinos. I'm in favor of bringing back a casino in Chicago.
So, you know, in downtown Chicago.
In downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
But we would take and do it this way. Make sure that it's represented by the 7-7 community, meaning African American, Caucasian American, Latino American, Asian, and et cetera, et cetera. It just can't be job. It got to be ownership too, equity. All right? Then you do this as well. If you lower the taxes, people buy more.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, if you raise them, people go elsewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is very simple. All right?
Where would you like to see the casino?
Oh, I like to put it right in my own. I like to put it right in Navy Pier as far as I'm concerned.
Navy Pier. What about the old post office? You'd like that idea too? Or it's hard to get to, I think.
You know, I think Navy Pier because it's off by itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
kind of control things over there.
Control, right. Mm-hmm. And I think the second option would be right.
Put a water based casino over there or like actually in the pier?
Well, I'd say a little bit of both because
boats like they got in Indiana.
But I think Chicago would need a lot more space. I think it needs both.
Yeah.
But let's take a place down here like Michael Reed's Hospital.
Yeah.
That's up. Yeah,
for 30 years, we've been trying to figure out what to do with that piece of property.
It's one of the sites they're suggesting for Amazon.
Yeah. Look, the problem is the mayor you got in Chicago now. He is the problem. All right? So look, anybody who knows anything about human beings, you just don't do certain things like that. The other thing is here, too. Look, when I'm elected mayor of Chicago,
yes,
we will have an elected school board.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like to see
okay.
that.
Okay, now, yeah. I love the sound of that. The only problem is, do you know, have you seen who gets elected to the boards that nobody pays attention to? Sometimes I think, like water reclamation or things like that. When you don't know who's actually getting elected to these things, it you can stack it with some really interesting players. That way, and that's the thing that kind of worries me.
As political players, and I think that's what people are tired of.
Yeah, you got to let the community deal with it.
I don't think the community is ready for that. But
people are engaged in schools.
I guess what if I came here to you guys right now, I would say, give me a job. I only got a 7th grade education, right?
Yeah.
Give me a job, right in doing what you guys doing. You probably would say, wait a minute, you think you're going to work in here with a 7th grade education? You know, you're going to say that about me. But somebody else took a chance. I'm saying, look, take a chance to these young men disadvantaged out in Englewood, Lundell. Give them an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Don't take the taxpayer dollars and not give them nothing, you know?
Willie Olson, we're going to have to leave it there for now, but you'll be back.
I
don't want to leave it here. I want to stay.
I know.
You're welcome.
We would
back.
Like you to stay.
We have little breaks we have to take. My
favorite conversations with him are really about McDonald's products because
I know.
That's like, you know, Willie is one of the guys, you know, the breakfast at McDonald's.
He knows the whole thing.
Is I mean, this is a man who was talking about doing an all-day breakfast at McDonald's decades ago.
Because you understand people. Yeah. You understand what people want.
Yeah. Finally, they got it right.
Egg all right. McMuffin. Let me take your job for a while. Both of y'all jobs. All right?
Dr. Willie Wilson, he's running for mayor of Chicago, and he just announced today. Congratulations again on that. You'll be back. He's a regular. And then we'll be hearing from Rahm Emanuel. All right. Here we go. Let's find out right now from Violetta Powder Medic what's happening on the roads.